88 WFSK, the Spiral Gyra, the great Spiral Gyra, put the treatment on the Doobie Brothers song, What a Fool Believes. Oh my, y'all put the treatment on that for sure.
That was fun to do, I'm telling you. The melodies in that song are so glorious, for a saxophonist. It's like a big chocolate cake to stick your face into.
And give me some ice cream to go with that. Jay Beckenstein, how you doing, baby? You doing okay?
I'm doing really good. Good to speak with you again.
You as well. And you know Jay and the group are no strangers to WFSK. They have certainly been in our spotlight over the years. And we are grateful to still be standing, and they're still putting out great music.
And grateful for every breath. I get that.
Yeah, we are spinning and grinning here. I'm telling you that for sure. But Jay, you guys have been, of course, you know, staying busy and decades of great music. How's everybody?
You know, everybody's doing all right. The band has no major health issues at all, and everybody's in good musical form. It's pretty blessed. I mean, my gosh, I'm nearing 70 now. Well, the guys are in their 60s.
Wow.
And everybody is full of energy, and nobody's limping.
Well, that's really what's up, okay? That is really what's up. And, of course, you all still have the gift. You know, you're using it to the maximum in the vinyl tap release. And for the sake of the audience, this is WFSK's get together. You know, we get together with the recording artists and our friends in the industry to discuss, you know, what's new, what's hot, and what they're up to and all that kind of stuff. And Spiral Gyra is our artist of the week this week, and we are tickled to death to have them with their music is part of the WFSK collection. Vinyl Tap, in case you have not gone out to purchase it yet or listened, is their latest release. Now, could you, Jay, tell everybody who's in the group and, you know, who all they're listening to on all those instruments that you all do so well?
Sure. Well, I'm the founder. I've been around for about 45 years doing this. Our keyboardist is Tom Schumann. He's been with me just about the whole length of time. Our guitarist is Julio Fernandez. Julio's been in the band 35-plus years. Our bass player is Scott Ambush, and Scott's been in the band 30 years now. Then there's the relatively new guy in the band, Lionel Cordu, who's, I think he's probably going on his sixth year with us, playing drums.
Well, that's a solid family right there for sure.
We have, we've had the opportunity to be brothers for 40 years. It's an amazing thing for a musical group to not have something or somebody.
Yeah.
Or somebody's husband or wife break it up.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
we're so very lucky to have had this long relationship, and everybody in the band is such a good player. We've all had this wonderful experience of spending our whole lives playing with people that only made us better.
Yeah.
As individuals.
Definitely. Well, that's like it was a meant-to-be thing, man. That's destiny at work. We're not going to question that, you know.
I guess it was meant to be.
I mean, for the sound and the quality to be there, y'all haven't had any fallouts and knockdown dragouts. And, you know, you stayed focused and just continue to crank out some good stuff, man.
Yeah, you know, the band is like, has the quality of being in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have knockdown dragouts, no. But there's plenty of, over the years, we've all had to learn about each other's quirkiness and what things get people upset and what things make people happy. And we're like, the five of us are are so, we know each other so well. Mm-hmm. If any one of us wanted to piss off another guy in the band, we could do it. But we know how not to do it.
Well, that's the secret right there. That's the secret sauce to staying together for sure. Now,
I'm telling you, we could teach marriage counseling.
No kidding. No kidding. You guys have just, you know, every time we have a chance to spend time chatting with you and stuff, it's always a pleasure to, you know, hear your positive comments and, of course, you know, the things that just keep coming your way. And it just continues to roll on for you. And you said 45 years?
Yeah, I guess, you know, let me think. The band kind of started up around 1974.
Oh, wow.
So it would have been 40 years in 2014. Yeah. Man. Yeah, it's 46 years.
Holy cow. So I there's no sense in wondering if there's something else you would have done with your life.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There's so many things I could I wanted to be a stand-up comedian.
No, come on now, seriously?
I mean, in a way, yeah, I still wish I could like apply it to the stage. You know, it was either that or I also wanted to be a geologist. But then I would have ended up working for some horrible oil company, so better I was a musician.
Well, that just seems kind of hard to imagine. But all these albums later, you know, here you still, you know, you don't.
I wouldn't have guessed there would have been two of them.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
If you had asked me when I was doing the first record, you know, well, how many records do you think you're going to get? You know, I would have said, well, two would be cool.
Man.
And I think we've got 32 now.
I know. This is unbelievable. And for those that, you know, are straight fans and true supporters, they probably have their favorites. Would you say, when you guys do a show somewhere or you're featured or whatever, you simply have to do a morning dance?
Yeah, well, there's a few tunes we that if we don't do them, we hear it from the audience. you know, but the funny thing is when we do morning dance and then sometime near the end of the show, there's some guy yelling, morning dance, but we've already done it.
Right.
That's when you know they really want it bad.
No kidding. And you know something too, you know, I just noticed this, I guess I probably knew it, but I forgot, that Shaker song that we have here, the Shaker song is like 10 minutes. And I'm like, man, you know, that would break the rules in today's realm. But, you know, we do have our 10-minute version here, and we do play it from time to time.
Oh, that's hysterical. Actually, I was surprised to hear a full version of What a Fool Believes. Because I think there's plans on some edited version to get that some more radio play. I love it that you play the full version.
Oh,
and,
definitely.
You know, 10 minutes of Shaker song, maybe that was too long.
I know, but still y'all kept it going, though. You know, wasn't 10 boring minutes, you know?
I think we just kept there was a jam on the end of it.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, we were, what did we know? That first album, we were making it. We weren't even thinking it would be put out.
Yeah.
We were kicking around Buffalo in bars, and the band sounded really, really good. And we were doing these recordings of it on the side. But they were recordings because we were going to go to New York and L.A., go our separate ways, and we wanted to leave some kind of gift for our fans in Buffalo.
Mm.
We had no idea there'd be a second one.
Mm. Wow.
So things like 10-minute jams?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Man. Well, I will say, you know, it's so interesting that you would remind me that most stations would not dream of that. But that's what makes us the absolute dream station.
I I guess I must concur.
Yes, that's what I tell the listeners. You know, y'all aren't getting those 3 minute and 18 second edits. You're getting the real deal here.
You have my appreciation.
Thank you. Now, as I look down here at your discography, I think that this would be maybe your third or fourth Artist of the Week, and the first time was in 2007. Good to Go-Go was your release then that we had you on and featured your hits and your cuts. And then I think in 13, we talked with you about the Rhinebeck Sessions. And now you're back in 19 with Vinyl Tap. So
three really different records.
Yeah, no kidding. Talk about the differences in all your the group's music. Is it the writing, the playing, the messaging? What's your combo here, Jay?
It's hard to be messaging without words. I think that the at this stage in our musical lives, we just want to do projects that are kind of interesting. The band was always a band that played in a lot of different styles. Mm-hmm. You know, even the early records, they do have an R&B aspect, they have a Latin aspect, they have a straight-ahead jazz aspect, and they have a world music aspect. Mm-hmm. So we've bounced around a lot. But the last bunch of records, we've tried to get a little bit more of a theme in. Good to Go-Go was supposed to be a funky record. Mm-hmm. It was kind of mixed. Rhinebeck Sessions was an attempt to do no writing at all. We just went in the studio and wrote together. Every song is a co-comp. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of real improvising on it. So that was a real kind of experimental record. Mm-hmm. And then the latest one is the first time in 30-some-odd records mm-hmm. that we've done covers.
I thought that was the facts. Okay.
So that was very unique for mm-hmm. for us. It might not be unique in the industry at mm-hmm. all, mm-hmm. but it was unique for us. And I think we made the record sound kind of unique because mm-hmm. in overcoming a taboo we've had of doing covers, mm-hmm. we had to make sure that we changed the songs up mm-hmm. and made them kind of our own. Mm-hmm. And so the Vinyl Tap project became looking for great songs, but looking for ways to really twist them up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that where the title for the project came from? Was that thought process you just said?
You mean Vinyl Tap?
Yeah.
I think it was a joke, you know, based on Spinal Tap.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea was, yeah, we're going to go back to old vinyl.
Yeah.
And then we were looking for a title that suggested, you know, looking for old vinyl. And this silly thing came into somebody said it. Maybe it was mine.
Yeah.
You know, hey, let's call it Vinyl Tap, a la Spinal Tap. And yeah. Everybody laughed. And that's what it was.
I got it. made sense to me. I got it. Now,
yeah, you know, Americans laugh at that, but over in Europe, not one person got that joke.
You're kidding? Oh, that was
no. We're in Germany. I'm saying, you know, we're calling it Vinyl Tap, and in the States, I get laughs from the audience on that.
Yeah,
not in Germany.
They took it serious.
they don't know the Spinal Tap thing,
right? Well, and you know, we know vinyl here, big time. Now, let me ask you: were these nine on here? Were these the ones that are the covers? Are these your favorites? Who came up with this combo here?
Well, a lot of people brought stuff in. I guess I might have been the one that chose what everybody brought in. But no, everybody in the band had a chance to make some suggestion as to what was an important bit of vinyl to them.
Okay.
And you can kind of, I'm the oldest guy in the band, so maybe you can figure out which are mine, to say the oldest ones. you know, it's the stolen moments by Oliver Nelson and the Johnny Rivers one, mm-hmm. Secret Agent Man.
Yes,
those, you know, that was my vinyl. That's like 50s vinyl.
Yeah, yeah. This is a cut one, and you all listening to it now. Secret Agent Mash is what he is talking about. Now, you just picked from your own what personal likes then?
Yeah, the idea, I told all the band members, you know, pick tunes that have big melodies, mm-hmm. and were things that, like, were important to you when you were listening to vinyl.
Yeah, definitely.
And that people brought in a lot of ideas, and we kicked them around together, and those are the ones that we actually, I think, recorded maybe 11 tunes, 12 tunes, and those are the ones we picked.
Have any of these people that wrote the songs said, you know, thanks?
I haven't heard. I'm dying to hear from Michael McDonald.
I'm certain.
I like what happened on that tune, and I'm a big Michael McDonald fan. I think his voice is just wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear what he thinks of it.
Yeah.
So, Michael, if you're listening out there, drop us a line and tell us whether you hate it or not.
No kidding. Because are they getting inducted into the Hall of Fame or something like that, I think, the Doobies?
They should.
Yeah.
That was some real blue-eyed soul
when
it was at its best.
Ooh, back in the day. You see, you young ones, y'all don't understand. That was back in the day. Ooh, we used to have good old times and didn't have to stress on things like we do now. How much?
Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Oh, please don't get me started. I'll start frothing at the mouth.
Well, you know,
need I say more?
Well, that's why I was heading in that direction, Jay. I was going to open the door for you and let you come on.
No. Politics are tricky things, but you know, hey, I'm a musician from New York. What do you think?
Oh yeah.
My brain has been boiling for 3.5 years.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's ought to be cooked by now.
Pretty much eggs well done.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Now, let me ask you, as you've seen the changes, industry, et cetera, what... You know, so many people are, you know, folding up the tent and they don't want to do it and they're not making a dime. And that's, as they say, you guys have been around since 78. Are you glad you entered when you entered in the industry?
Oh, of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. You know, coming in at that time, we caught the end of the big time.
Yeah.
And I won't say that the 80s weren't the big time and the 90s weren't the big time for some people.
Yeah.
But we were the last ones to catch it when it was wild and open and where corporations didn't decide what music people were going to play, people did, where radio stations weren't overly bought by networks and had individuals with individual taste programming the music. I mean, we were really lucky to catch the end of the golden era of radio.
Yeah. So
and unfortunately, we also got to watch as both radio and records became very much business and less interesting because of it.
Yeah. Well, so you talk about as a musician and as a founder of a group. How did you have to transition? Because you didn't just do for you. You had to think about the group and the group's history.
I think that the group, trying to chase radio with instrumental music is really pretty tough.
Huh.
I mean, I'm not talking about the smooth jazz radio thing, which we didn't chase very much anyway, but our original hits were on real national radio, and I mean, that was not something that was going to play out. So we always oriented ourselves towards making good, interesting music, and we considered ourselves jazz artists, not pop artists. And always, for Spyro Gyra, the live performance has been the key to our success, mm-hmm. and how we make our money and how we introduce ourselves to people and how we get around the world. It's the live playing. So the fact that it's much harder to make money selling records or writing songs for the radio because of changes in technology and stuff, it hasn't changed the live performance aspect, and that's what we rely on.
So you all still keep it real, then?
That's all we know how to do, is keep it real.
Well, you know, different people roll with the flow in different ways. Y'all are so seasoned that I would expect that. So you still...
we're seasoned. Yeah. We're downright salty.
Well, you know, I can say other things, but I like seasoned better.
Okay. We have a strong flavor.
Yeah, definitely you do. And, you know, it's lunchtime, Jay, so I'm trying to stay with the lunchtime theme, you know. You know, when the grown folks are in the house, you know, I'm not a kid, so, you know, for me, that's what I would be. Now, when you're out and you're touring, you're doing different things, you guys always still bring the audience, you know, just exactly to their feet and bring them what they love. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we'll always be Spyro Gyra fans here in the WFSK listening area. We're going to continue to support you and listen to your music and follow you and do things of that nature. What do you guys got coming
Thank
up?
You.
Oh, you're welcome. What do you guys got coming up in 2020?
Oh, my goodness. We're all over the world. Just in the next couple of months, besides being in Germantown, Tennessee, we're also going to be in Moscow and St. Petersburg and Tula, Russia. We'll be in Abu Dhabi and Dubai in the Gulf. We'll be in Panama. We'll be in Australia. We'll be in, I'm trying to think, a lot of dates in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all over the world, and we're really, really lucky. It's one of the few benefits of playing music without lyrics.
Yeah. Let me...
There's just... No language barriers.
No kidding. Let me just tell the Nashville audience, that's not the same Germantown that's down the street from us.
Oh, no, no. So, we're playing in Memphis.
Right. So, you know, the people
that's the one in Memphis. That's the one in Memphis.
Right,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Of course,
so,
Tennessee's
yeah.
It's a big
yeah.
place.
Because I was like, oh, that's going to cause a little touch of confusion, you know, for people who are new. To this particular
How many
area.
German towns are there in Tennessee?
I at least two I know of. One here and one there, but it's not the one down the street. It's the one in Memphis.
Right.
When is that, Jay?
I think that's middle of February 8th rings about.
Oh, okay, so people from here can get in the car and you know, go down there.
I can, you know, hey, as long as you're informing people, I'll actually look.
Oh, okay.
And we are in Germantown on, how do you like that, February 8th.
Oh, okay, cool. Your memory still
and
works.
And it is the Memphis Germantown.
Okay.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't have expected that. You would be like, what?
I didn't think there was a Germantown in Nashville. I figured I was, you know.
It's a section.
Okay.
It's a section of Nashville right down the street from where we are right now. That is one of the, you know, hot trendy areas here in the city. So people be riding around looking for y'all.
Right. It's like, you know, we're playing in Soho, is right. that New York or London?
So, you know, the facts are is that the audience will be able to wherever you are. Enjoy decades of great music. So how in the world, I asked somebody else that had a bunch of songs like you before, how do you pick? you know, what you're going to have in your lineup, honey, with all these 30-some-odd projects. How in the world do you pick?
Yeah, a lot of songs don't get played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we every year we change it up. There are a few songs that, as you mentioned earlier, we kind of have to play. We have to play Morning Dance, mm-hmm. Catching the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're always playing three or four songs from whatever the latest record is. So
mm-hmm.
this
mm-hmm.
year we're doing four songs from Vinyl Tap.
Are you?
And that leaves three or four to choose out of maybe 300 songs.
I was about to say.
From all those years.
Yeah, oh, wow. Mm.
And we try to do those so that they feature mm-hmm. The players in a kind of democratic way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it becomes a puzzle. Every year is a puzzle. And every year there are songs that we wish we were playing that we don't. We usually go out with about twice as much material as we need. So, you know, we have 20 rehearsed songs every year, and then there's another 10 or 15 we can pull out of hat if we need.
Oh, Lord, that sounds like an excellent performance right there. Spyro Gyra. To get the project. You know, some people still like their CDs. They don't want to download. And I can dig it, for real. Are they still, you know, in the stores? I mean, can you buy?
Heck, we pressed vinyl for this.
Did you? Wow.
Yeah, the vinyl's beautiful. We pressed, like, this beautiful, clear vinyl record. And we're selling those on the gig.
Oh, wow.
But they can also be had from Amazon.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you need a record player, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you do. And my son recently told me he bought one. You know, he's 40.
Well.
And I was like, really? He said, yeah, Mom, I want to play all your old records.
You must have a fantastic record collection.
I do. I do.
Oh, I hope you kept some, like, original wrapped and stuff. Because, oh, my goodness.
Did.
You must have. Yeah.
He took them. He said, oh.
He's going to ruin them. What you doing?
No, not my son. No, because he's collects. He's no ruin. That's
okay.
He knows him. There was a lot of sweat that went into Mama carrying all these CDs, I mean, albums around, you know, in my early DJ
mm-hmm.
days, in the early days. Anyway, Jay Beckstein, we are so happy to hear your voice, get a chance to spend some time with YOU. You're as precious as you were the last time I talked to you. And I want you to continue, you know, on this great path, this music path, because our station is going to straight up play the music of Spyro Gyra.
Well, Spyro Gyra loves you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I need. I can make it to the rest of the day now.
All right.
Jay, look, thank you, son. And you take good care and, you know, tell everybody, hey, from the group, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.